Rishus, Yishkailo, Chashver Rabbanim, Chevrei HaKailo, Maran Rabban Rabbeisai. The great physicist Albert Einstein was on a train. And as the conductor came by to collect the tickets, Einstein was feverishly looking in his pockets and his attaché case to find his ticket. As he was collecting the tickets, he noticed, of course, says, "Professor Einstein, I recognize you. We trust you, you don't need the ticket," and passed it by. 10 minutes later, as the conductor was walking through again, he sees Einstein on the floor, still looking for his ticket. So he said, "Professor, I told you, we trust you. Why are you looking for your ticket?" And Einstein responded, "I have to know where I'm going." And that is a message for all of us in a complex world today. Where are we going? Where are Yidden headed? The amount of anti-Semitism, the amount of lack of refinement, and the list goes on, and in this gullus of America, we are challenged to make our lives meaningful. And that challenge can only be met through the great Moses that you have here. And people will ask me when we go home tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem, what did you see in Orlando? I will say, I saw nothing universal, but something otherworldly. A kailo, a yeshiva, a day school, Beis Yaakov. Real Moses HaTorah that will change the lives of the whole community. In the year 1938, right before I was born, Rabbi Chana Wasserman came to Baltimore, Maryland to raise money for Rabbanovich Yeshiva. And at that time, my Rosh Yeshiva Ruderman was in Baltimore for 5 years, struggling between post-depression and the whole idea of a yeshiva was foreign. And Rabbi Chanan is going to speak to the front community on Tzoy Shabbos. And he asked Ruderman how he could be helpful. And there was probably 35 to 40 bachurim in yeshiva in 1938. I heard from someone, Rabbi Chanan said a shir in the yeshiva in Gittin and Kenyan Paris and Kenyan Aguf. And there was love malka. And Rabbi Chanan said the following. He said, Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu and Yaakov Avinu all had a challenge. And they each contributed to build Klal Yisrael. But the only one that had to fight with the Tsar was only Yaakov Avinu. Each one had their tests, but the only one to really fight was Yaakov Avinu. Rabbi Chanan said, at that time in Baltimore, there was already a Jewish hospital, Jewish nursing home, and he said, chesed, kindness, is vital, and you have it in your community. And that represents Avraham Avinu. Shoals are vital because people need places to go and daven and grow. But as important, Rabbi Hanan said, as shuls and Moses of Chinuch are, and they are critical and important and can't be played down in any way, the guarantee that Klal Yisrael will weather the galus will only be with Torah. And that's why Yaakov knew how to fight. Because from the Jewish institutions alone of Chesed and even of Tefillah, the total guarantee for success for Klal Yisrael is Torah. The Kol, Yeshivas. And I think that there's an aspect of the Kol that people take for granted. You look at the Kol and you say, there's a place that you can come and learn. And that is important. Vital. Life-changing. But I look at 10 other buildings in the neighborhood and say, that's also part of Kol. That is, we have homes made up of these Chashuv Kol men and their esteemed wives who live a life that is different than other people in the way that they're living more austere, they're living more simply, and they're focused on their husband's success in learning and their children, which other parents are as well. But the lifestyle that everyone, every neighbor, religious and not, sees such couples is transformative. And over time, can change the entire kehillah. You're supporting many homes of Torah besides just the Kol. In this week's parsha, we know that if an eved wanted to stay an additional time, then the master had to pierce his ear. And Rav Sol Salanter is bothered, why did the master have to do this? The Eved, the servant, has to stay, have his ear pierced because he wants to be a servant. Hashem's unhappy with that. But why does the master have to pierce it? Why not use a shliach of Beis Din, a messenger? Why the master? Rav Sol Salanter tells us because if the master enjoyed life more for the Torah and mitzvahs that he did than for his physical abilities to afford an eved and a pool and all of the physical amenities that he was busy with, that master was not a good role model for the eved. Because if he saw his excitement in life to be greater than his physical abilities, then he'd want to be a free person too, so that he could serve Hashem. But the tennis court was more impressive. The physical home was more enticing. And that's why the Eved wanted to stay. And therefore, the master has something to say about that in his own activity. And that's why he has to do the piercing. And here, for bringing in homes, that the wives, the children, the husbands breathe Yiddishkeit, love for Torah and mitzvahs. The important things in life. And when they're real and genuine, the way I saw these kol husbands and wives to be, it's contagious. It's going to affect everyone in the community and make a difference. I have a friend who was a Bachur Yeshiva and remembers that many, many years ago, the Rosh Yeshiva, my Bachur Ruderman, said sometimes in one speech, he said that the best insurance policy that a person can have in life is to be connected to a Makom Torah. And even if the person's a cook in a Makom Torah, any type of connection is the best connection possible. This fellow went on to Eretz Yisrael, lived there, and joined the reserves, and was in an army base many years ago. And his battalion had a number of religious fellows in it, but the major that was in charge of them happened to be very anti-religious people, and he made their lives difficult. And there was one fellow, a working fellow, who was religious, who was so upset at the way the major was treating them that he had the guts to go to the higher-ups and say, "We are being discriminated against because we're religious." And the higher-ups accepted it, and they removed him. My friend felt bad. He says, "I'm a yeshiva bachur, I learned in kol." And this man was the one who had the guts to get up and complain about how we were treated. And he went over to that fellow and he thanked him. And he asked him, "What do you do?" And he told him, "I'm a cook in the Panavizhi yeshiva." Then came back to him the words of the Rosh Yeshiva, that any connection you have with a Makom Torah is the best insurance policy, and you keep your values and things that are important that you stand up for. And every person sitting here, through your support of this Kol, of these homes, of this Torah, is an insurance policy that has the best dividends. It can affect your lives, the lives of your community. The Eibusha should help that Kol should continue to thrive together with the other beautiful Moses of Torah that are here. And in time, bracha is that this hall will become too small to host the kol dinner. We don't judge by numbers, we judge by quality. But if more and more yin move in, become stronger, are connected to the kol, and gain from interacting with these families under the leadership of our dear nephew and niece, Reb Yontif and his wife.
and my dear brother.
Has much nachas in Shemayim, no doubt to see the wonderful work that they're doing. It's a pleasure to be here, and all of you that are supporting, you have an insurance policy that is stronger than you think. And if you use it, the dividends that you will have personally, your families will have, and the community will have continued growth and hatzlacha. You should all be matzliach and get together, shalom or b'shalva, together peacefully with the warmth that I've seen being here over the weekend, seeing so many wonderful people. It is even warmer than the weather to see how nice the people are. And I come from a very cold place. Hatzlacha rabbah.